Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel's the show. Events, financial markets, politics, sports. Is next to dots of delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Steve Swartz is in the house. Welcome. Glad to have you back with us. And Steve is part of our appreciation for veterans this week. A veteran he is, veteran-owned business. So we will chat with him about that. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no
quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I have a great team developing a financing plan, a plan to save you. Even if you need today's number in your phone, your reference. 800-306-1990. Celebrating today is going to be some folks that are not going to be excited about today's celebration. I do not happen to be one of them. I'm a fan, so I will go out on a limb saying, scavenger hunt day. No, we're not going to. Aviation. Steve, this one might be for you. Aviation maintenance technician day.
Yeah.
Emergency medical services for children. Can't go bad there. Brother's Day. I'll celebrate on that one. But having beaten anorexia, you know where I'm going. It's always got to do with food. National Escargot Day is today. And I have no problem with escargot. I enjoy it as long as it's made right. If it's made wrong and if it's raw, not for me. I'm not going to go that direction, but good escargot, you can't go wrong with some good escargot.
Well, that sounds slick.
There we go. Nice. Moving right along. What are the markets doing this morning? So we are watching. They're basically, you can say there's not a whole lot going on in the market right now. Getting a back market in one word. Nothing really doing. Even though we're seeing, there's a lot going on with the media. We're in that arena. But Dow Jones Industrial, as I am seeing here, up 14.84, not a whole lot there. Oil, 33 cents a barrel. U.S. here. That's a good issue for you. How to do it, I share that with you. Why would you want to have a 401k or an IRA when you can get, you know, the same security and never pay taxes on that money? What do you think about that concept? Well, it is out there. I know there's going to be people that are going to say, it's your duty to pay taxes. Well, it's my duty to minimize them. That's what I look at. So pay what you have to, but not anything more. Just a thought for you right there. So we will chat about that one. I saw some very interesting articles, and I had some interesting conversation. I use interesting in a very loosest sense of the term. But the idea here, this one came across my desk yesterday. The Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, federal exchanges increased by an average of 105% since 2013. 105% increase. So yesterday I was sharing a budget report. It came out from the, I don't know who it is, that figures out our budget numbers in the state of confusion. But they're saying that if we go to a single-payer tax plan right here in Taxifornia, we're looking at a $400 billion price tag. $400 billion. So I see a gentleman online that loves to debate with me, saying, well, it's everybody's right to have health care. You know, and I've been using these same in many, many instances. I had a problem with this because I just say prove it. So where does that right come from? I believe that we should have a safety net as a civilized people. A safety net to me makes sense. But the concept of everybody having a right to health insurance and a $400 billion price tag, double the entire budget for the state of California. Now, I know in California, we are a state that loves taxes. I don't think there's anything we like more than, well, I think there was a proposition last end of November that did give us an idea of what we like more than that. Well, maybe that's what they were smoking at the time when they were deciding to pass the laws. But we love taxes in California. But I still look at it and say, why do we do this to ourselves? We are right now, I just looked the number, I've got it on my screen in front of me right now. Based on the taxes we pay in Taxifornia, $2.36.7 an average gallon of gasoline across the country. In Taxifornia, we pay $3.83 is our average. We're paying more than the oil-producing state of Hawaii even. Think about what it's oil to get or gasoline to get to Hawaii. How many times does it have to go on a ship? How much expense goes there? Yet we continue doing the same thing. And then we'll vote for a little bit more to see if we can continue that idea. It baffles me how we continue to do the same things over and over again. I guess we still want to get a different result out of it. I don't know how that's going to work, but just a thought. But then another article, I found this one fascinating as well. And we look at the national scene on this story. Robert Mueller. So he's getting collusion. Now here's the issue there is when you look at the, in the law, and I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one on TV. But there's no law against collusion. Is it right? No. But is there a law against it? Is there a law against it or in China or in Great Britain? So what is the job? What is Mr. Mueller's function going to be? What are his orders? And we see that that's the idea, is that it's to deal with collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Is Russia doing anything different than President Obama did in the Israeli election? And he was endorsing, he actually even just in Great Britain just recently, he's endorsing candidates in Israel. They actually went out, campaigned for them, put fundraising together for them, spent money for them. Where's the difference? Just a thought there, but you know, we'll continue watching what's going on with that one as well. New budget came out yesterday, and I was glad to see, finally, somebody came out with a brain in the Republican Party talking about this budget. Mnuchin came out and he had some great comments when they asked him, will anybody lose their food stamps or their Medicare? And his answer was, he said, I hope so. Now, do you know what the liberal media does with that, especially being that he went on to say, wouldn't it be nice if people didn't need food stamps and didn't need the safety net of the federal government? How do they respond to that one? They have a problem with that because they want to give everything to everybody. Now, Mnuchin's comment was very, very clever because he said, we don't want anybody to be harmed, but if you're an able-bodied person, don't you want to be out there making a living and contributing to society and to your family? Where does the liberal media go with that? They had a serious problem with that. Glad to see that he had that. He was playing. I guess that's what happens when you put together a very, very high-level cabinet. Honestly, most of them are probably a lot smarter than those of us in the media. It's legal radio. Real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, one of my favorite subjects of the week, it'll be time to chat with Robert Mott about wine, and we're going to talk surety with Steve Swartz, veteran-owned business. We'll talk about, and we might even talk about city council. That's another one of those fun subjects. I don't know if he wants to go there. But we'll see where we're heading on that one as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. All you have to do, it's really simple. You go on there and you just hit you put in some parameters, bedrooms, bathrooms, footage, zip code, how much miles within that zip code, whatever. It'll find your dream home for you. Every time a new property goes on the market, you get a text message. Today more than rent in the first quarter. According to the latest report from the U.S. Census Bureau, more Americans choose purchasing a home over signing a lease to rent in the first quarter of 2017. This marks the first time since 2006 that the number of new homeowner households outpaced the number of new renter households. Of the 1.22 million new households that were formed in the first quarter, 854,000 were new owner households, making the jump straight to home ownership rather than renting first. That makes a whole lot of sense. That means that the home ownership rate amongst new households was 70%. This huge news is the national home ownership rate is currently 63.6% and has only ever come close to this figure in the second quarter of 2004 when the home ownership rate reached an all-time high of 69.2%. Great information there. I'm going to share this whole article with you on Ron Siegel Radio. And remember, that is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Our music didn't want to get in there. There we go. Get our music going. It's a tradition. Red, red wine means it is time time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, although I am a bit confused, although most people say I'm always confused. But California, I saw this information. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm a huge porker. But the difference between port and port style, can you help me out, Robert?
Yeah, I hope so on this. True port, real port, as I say, comes from the Douro Valley of Portugal. Kind of makes sense, you know, Portugal, port. You know, in Portugal, I believe they call it Porto, for the most part, spell it Porto, with an O on the end. But just as genuine champagne only comes from the Champagne region of France, for a long time, U.S. winemakers didn't recognize either of these terms, really. There were no legal ramifications for using port or actually using champagne on your label either. But it basically refers to the style of wine. And that style really is a sweet wine, usually a sweet red wine fortified with neutral grape spirits or brandy. Now, there are such things as white ports as well, but they're somewhat rare, and I won't talk about them here. But really, the term port was used fairly loosely for a number of years. Now, that changed in 2006 when the U.S. and the European Union actually signed a trade agreement, and the U.S. agreed to ban the use of port, champagne, and other terms like Burgundy and Chianti. But producers who had historically been using those, those now banned words, four deadly words there, on their labels were grandfathered in. That's why you might still see some California ports or port-style wines referred to as being port. Now, I've recently heard about some California producers, even those that were actually allowed or grandfathered in to use the word port. I've actually decided to abandon the term, thinking it's really more important to honor that that geographic significance, that there's geographic significance everywhere. Just as port producers in Portugal want to protect the use of port or Porto, Napa producers want to protect the use of the term of Napa Valley and so forth. So it was really one of those things that through a trade agreement, our friends at the TTB now regulate, of course, all the labeling of wines and spirits. But now, basically through international agreement, we've decided that using words like port or champagne or Burgundy or Chianti or things that we Ron, you and I grew up with wines that had those things showing on the label that were actually domestic wines, and today would not be allowed to use those terms. But it was really part of the agreement trying to be more correct about the origin of the wine versus just the style of the wine.
Pretty interesting one. Now, so one of my favorites, is a product from Adelaida, Paso Robles, and they call it the Don Port. So I wonder if that's how they're getting around Don Port instead of just port.
Yeah, they probably are in that case. It's obviously they're skating the edge of that a bit, and they may have been grandfathered in, but somehow I'm not sure if they were or not. I really don't know, particularly in that instance, whether they were or not. But there are all kinds of things you can do to make it like the word, but not like the word. Like, for instance, you could use port style in the label as well. And get away with it without, when I say get away with it, it actually is a good descriptor of what's in the bottle, of course. But that really, I don't think that really violates any of the trade agreements that we have with the EU. So that's probably the instance they're using it. Like I said, they're probably just using a variant of the word port to get the idea across of what the product is like.
Fascinating. Okay, got that one there. Now, my little problem. Take misinterpret what I'm saying, but I saw this other issue, and the question to you, Robert Mott, is, does size matter? So the difference between sizes of corks, what's that all about, Robert?
There are a lot of theories on this about whether size matters or not, but of course, euphemistically we say, it's what's in the bottle that counts, so to speak. Some wine corks are longer than others. Is there a reason for it? Sometimes you look at some corks you pull out, especially out of the higher end, more expensive wines, you say, God, those took me a long time to pull the cork out of that bottle. And it's like sometimes they're a half an inch or sometimes look like they're an inch longer than the other corks. And it's correct. Some are longer than others, but their length is really more a matter of cosmetics than anything else. Longer corks are more expensive, certainly, and they tend to be used for higher-end wine bottles. And they're sometimes marketed as being suited to wines intended for cellaring, for longer-term cellaring. But truthfully, I've yet to see any studies or hear even any anecdotal accounts that suggest that they're better suited for aging wine than the standard length cork. So I think for the most part, long corks are just like oversized bottles, you know, those with really thick glass, and those with the deep punts, the indentation at the bottom of the bottle that make the whole bottle look bigger. These probably end up being more packaging decisions. They emphasize that you purchased an expensive bottle of wine. It kind of helps validate the price tag or make you feel like the bottle was more impressive or special. If it did that, you know, if you feel like you've gotten that special bottle and it perhaps that your dollars were well spent getting that bottle of wine, then clearly the long cork or the big bottle or the deep punt have done their marketing duty at that point to make you feel good about the purchase. But certainly, as far as actual scientific evidence or actually expert evidence at this point, I don't really have any that suggests that the long cork is really that much better than the short cork, other than it takes longer to pull out.
Robert?
Hey, I'm here. Sorry, a little technical difficulty there. Yeah. Hey, Ron, I think I got you a text there about, try to, it's just even though our little technical difficulty here, I think the question you were asking is, what are we drinking with our barbecue? And that's an age-old question. The standard answer to that is, something like a Zinfandel or a Syrah or something like that, or maybe a nice French Rhone, maybe a Southern Rhone wine, which turns out to be a Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre blend. No set answer for this one. It's an age old question, very tough to answer that question. It really comes down to a matter of personal preference, but the wines I've mentioned, like the Zins and the Syrahs and the GSM blends, tend to be kind of the go-tos there that stand up to the smokiness and the spiciness and the meatiness of the barbecue. Alternatively, I would probably go with a lighter white wine, maybe a nice Sauvignon Blanc. Of course, you know me, champagne is always a good answer, but that's probably not most people's go-to on that. But a nice Sauvignon Blanc, a light Chardonnay, probably something that presents itself well when it's maybe more than slightly chilled. So wines like Sauvignon Blanc or something like that would be very good. One more to think about, perhaps, if you want to be very adventuresome there, maybe something really kind of subtle and so served cold white would be a nice little Albarino from Spain, from very far northern Spain. Those are nice little light wines, not very expensive, and have that nice minerality and brightness that will stand up to the spiciness of the barbecue. So I hope you got that, Ron. I'm sorry we're having a little technical difficulties, and these conversations are hard to have when when you don't have the feedback from somebody that you're talking to on the other side. So anyway, I hope that
isn't
worked out.
Isn't it fun having live radio, Robert?
Well, it's the thing with live radio is you have to be flexible, you know.
Absolutely. So I was on my end to prepare some sort of connection problem over here, and I was trying to find out what your thoughts are about drinking, or what are we drinking with our barbecue this weekend. I didn't know if you got that yet.
Yeah, I got that. I had a little monologue on that. I'm sorry you missed that. I could go back over it again if you'd like me to, but hopefully, give it to me again.
I'm going to tell John not to run our commercial next time. So go ahead and give it to me
okay,
again.
Okay. So just real quick, again, I'm just going to, since this may be kind of duplication, I hope I say the same thing twice, more or less. And, you know, the go-tos there really are going to be Zinfandels or Syrahs or Grenache Syrah Mourvèdres, GSM blends, or Southern Rhone French wines are all kind of the in the category of go-to wines for drinking with your barbecue. Those that are generally considered to be worthy of standing up to the smoky, spicy, meaty kind of fare of your barbecue. Now, alternatively, you might think about something, a nice white wine that presents itself really well when it's served quite chilled. Something like a nice Sauvignon Blanc, maybe a nice Central Coast Sauvignon Blanc would be very nice. Something that would stand up that way. And you know me, I always go for champagne as well as a good fallback for almost every circumstance. And then I came up with one that was a little bit off the wall that maybe not everybody has heard of, but maybe Albariño. That wine comes from northern Spain. It tastes great when you serve it nice and chilled, and it's nice and light and has a nice kind of underlying minerality to it, but just enough acid to stand up to your barbecue and be kind of a nice complement versus overpowering the flavors of the barbecue. So anyway, hope those all work out as possibles for your nice weekend, Memorial Day weekend barbecue coming up. And, those would be things that I would pick anyway.
Sounds great, like great information, and I'm going to figure out what the heck's going on with our connections. Thanks for checking in with us, Robert Mott. We will talk to you next week, and our wine segment actually is going to be, we're going to have a big announcement, I believe, next week about a new sponsor for our wine segment, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So thanks for checking in with us and putting up with some of our technical issues. A lot of fun there as well. Thanks again, as always, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, can you do better than the average person on this credit scoring quiz? We may not even get to that one. And tax tips for new college grads, reasons to refinance, all that and more. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own?
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Have equity in your property? The reverse mortgage is the only product on the market that I know of that allows for a variable payment. You make the payment when you want, if you want. It allows you to manage your taxes. So if you don't need a tax write-off this year, save it. A lot of different benefits here, so I want you to be aware of that one. And we'll talk more about that in the days and weeks to come because I want to spend our time speaking to Steve Swartz, who's with us today, South Coast Surety, San Clemente City Council, and veteran.
I try to keep busy.
Keep you out of trouble. So I guess the first question, because it's been, I don't know, about a year since you've been with us.
I think so, yes.
You better explain surety. What is surety first?
Well, basically, surety is a business product. It's an umbrella of insurance companies, effectively a finance product as guarantees. It's required by a number of laws in federal, state, and city government when they extend a contract. They require the contract as a payment so that it protects public money. So the surety basically are co-signing contracts with contractors or vendors or suppliers of service that guarantee to the purchaser, which is generally a public entity, that they will perform, they'll do the work. And if they don't do the work, then the surety steps in to make sure that it's done. And that's what it is. So it's an instrument that allows businesses to get involved in public works. Funded projects qualified to do so. Government doesn't sit back and go surety companies.
That was a big question I had. I was talking to somebody last night about you coming on the broadcast, and that was their comment. And so, is it just something that the government is the only one that's going to buy?
Actually, no. It has been used more and more in the private sector, especially we have some large projects. A lot of companies are looking to, property owners want to have the same level of assurance that they're going to get the job done as the government would. So we are seeing all the time. In fact, I just got a phone call yesterday from a large group that is putting in a huge high rise. They have $130 million of infrastructure. They're going to be seeing to bring in memory. Cloud storage.
Oh, okay.
And so each room could be quite a few million dollars of equipment. They're looking for some way to effectively cover, make sure that gave them some ideas.
So let me ask you this, because during the Great Recession, we saw that there was a lot of construction going on downtown Los Angeles. And some of it didn't end up getting finished because people lost their financing. The businesses lost their financing. Is that where surety would come in to make sure that some of those structures got finished, or am I completely all wet?
No, that's exactly what it is. In fact, I can give you a perfect example down in my neck of the woods, San Clemente, where we had a large project that was being funded by a company called Lehman Brothers.
Oh, okay.
And so all the infrastructure had to go before anything could be built on top of it. We were having built into it a state-of-the-art water retention for all runoff from up in the above the freeways. It was all going to collect down there. So it was a huge problem. Imagine a swimming pool underground the size of a large mall. That's what had to be built. It didn't get done because of the meltdown. Lehman Brothers, they went bankrupt, and so did the people building it. And that the surety eventually stepped in and made sure that the infrastructure was done.
That's fascinating. Okay, so now we understand a little bit more there. So yesterday or over the weekend, not going political, but I mean there was an announcement that Saudi Arabia wants to go into this infrastructure fund that the president is proposing, about a $40 billion I think they were going to invest. Would a fund like that be looking to surety to make sure that those projects get done, or how would that kind of all fit in?
Well, since the meltdown, prior to the meltdown, there were a lot of surety products that guaranteed against loss by investment or loss by credit. But that got changed. With the meltdown, with the things going bankrupt, there were some decisions made by government. There's an Appleton Act that basically bars a surety from guaranteeing against loss by investment or loss by extension of credit. But they could require a surety to come in as far as project, once it's awarded and funded, to guarantee that project will be done. So there is no protection anymore for the extension of the credit, but there is always a protection for the actual project, the contract itself, to be accomplished.
So are we going to be looking at another one? I mean, there's going to be a lot of projects obviously coming online. Now they're talking maybe $1 trillion worth of building and business.
Oh, yeah. We've seen in the last election cycle tremendous amount of funds being authorized for bond issues all across the country. Here in California, a huge amount, as well as everywhere else. Infrastructure building, as along with service or supply contracts, install contracts, everything from solar to sticks and bricks to building roads. And that's all coming down the pike. And so you're going to see the next year or two a tremendous amount of influx of public work jobs that are going to be open to bid. What I'm seeing now in my office, we're seeing a lot of contractors that have been around for a few years or a few decades that have always relied upon private work for money. But they're seeing this work coming down. Schools are starting to be again, and so they want that opportunity to go after them. That's what surety does. Any professional surety agent will sit down and talk to the contractor or the supplier or the guy that's providing transportation service or networking, internet networking inside, low voltage wiring, all that kind of stuff. Sit down and talk with them and say, this is what it takes to get done. This is what you're going to need to do. That's what surety is all about. It's half our job is teaching our accounts what it takes and how to get there.
That was going to be my next question. I'm glad you brought that up. So my thought there is being, I talk to bankers as well, and they say the same thing, is they can end up being a counselor, so to speak, for various companies because of the experience that you're bringing that, you know, contractors out there, and they're probably great at doing whatever their arena is. But you're dealing in a lot of other areas. I would assume that you might be able to counsel people or counsel companies as to how they might win bids by placing themselves in the right way, a veteran-owned business or minority-owned business. Are those things that you'll get into as a value add? I know it's not the bond itself, but as a value add just by being who you are.
Yes, that's actually what, by the way, I'm an ex-banker. Don't hold it together.
Okay. Not Lehman, right?
No.
Okay, just checking.
But yes, a professional surety agent, like South Coast Surety Agency, as well as many others, we do as much counseling and education. In fact, I'm actually teach classes two or three times a year in various areas of teaching people what there is, how to qualify, and what's it all about. But yeah, we believe that any good business person should have a good attorney, a good CPA, and surety involved in their business. And of the three, there's only one that you always tell the whole truth to, and that is your surety agent.
Love that. Very good, Steve. Very good. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, five reasons to refinance. We're going to chat about them. I'll also give you an idea of where I think we're going to see interest rates going, so that whether you want to hear it or not, I'm going to share it anyway. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90 reasons to refi that every homeowner should know. We'll chat about it right now. Refinancing saves homeowners on average $4,264 per year. In fact, just last year, almost 2 million people refinanced their homes to the tune of $749 billion. While many have already taken advantage of historically low rates, there are still 6.7 million homeowners that have yet to cash in on potential savings. That's really a travesty. I mean, we're out there telling you every day that you need to be doing these kind of things. Why aren't you doing it? So number one reason, obviously take advantage of historically low rates before they go back up. They are going to go back up. The last thing I saw was they're projecting 87% chance right now that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. That's the short-term rates next month in June. 87%, pretty high number there. So take a look at that part of it. Has your financial situation changed? Did you have another baby? Do you need a bigger house? Did you get married? Maybe your kids moved. Maybe you don't need as big a house. Those are reasons that you may be wanting. Maybe you need to have some senior rehab work done. All of that are reasons that you might be looking at. What is your current household blended interest rate? People don't even think about that number. That takes into account what your mortgage is, but what are you paying on all that credit card debt, student loan debt, all these other debts that you have? at the end of the day, all that matters is how many Benjamin Franklins come out of your wallet. So take a look at these things and see if you can make sense of the whole process. Maybe you'll save some money. Were you hit by the housing crash? A lot of people don't realize that they've got equity now. There is equity out there. You can make the change. You can get some of that equity out. You can do other smart things with it. Don't buy a car. That's not what you want to do with the equity. Maybe you want to make a big purchase. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you want to help your kids get a house. Maybe you want to help your favorite radio host get a house. What the heck? Any of those are information you may want to deal with. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Steve Schwartz is with us, South Coast Surety, San Clemente City Council. I'm not sure if you want me to mention that one, Steve.
That's okay.
So you've been in banking, you're in the military, see, and then you got out of the public sector, so to speak, and now you're back into it again.
Yes. I actually went from my discharge in the Air Force. My first job was in a bank. So that's where I started my extremely but yes, I'm lucky enough to have built the business to the point where I have some great people managing a lot of the parts of the business. And it allowed me to focus on other things. I've done such as president of our local Rotary. Chairman of Parks and Recreation. I've done some things, but became a point of interest to me that I wanted to see, be involved with, and help do some changes in our local government. A lot of other people get frustrated. So I decided to.
You know something, it's an interesting scenario. I had a CPA at one time that gave me some great counsel, and his comment to me was, so many people are focused on the national political scene, who they like or dislike for president, who they like or dislike for Congress, and they kind of ignore what's really important to them and their business and their family, which is local.
Well, and I've heard it said that in politics, everything is local, so yes, personal quality of life is really affected mostly by local politics. How much are they going to spend on public safety versus how much are they going to spend on public salaries? There are things that affect you every day of your life that these people that, and truly a lot of them are giving. I mean, I get paid a whopping $400 a month or having 3 to 5 meetings a week.
3 to 5 meetings a week?
Yes.
And $400 a month?
Yes.
That doesn't even cover the gas.
Well, luckily, in San Clemente, you don't have to travel far, so it's not that bad. But yes, it's
a volunteer position, yet you end up getting, people don't realize that you're the volunteer.
Yeah, and some I think do realize it, but yes, you are giving back. I am giving back to my community. I've loved living and working in San Clemente for the last almost decade. Same home that I've been in for that length of time. Business there for that length of time. And I love it. I think there's, for me, it's the best place on earth. So to give back and to help shape the future our city as it is, I think it was my time to get involved.
Yeah, you have to commend people, and I think that's what makes our country great. We got all these snowflakes out there that are all feel like they're entitled to everything. And you know something, there's the few out there like yourself who are, you know, you started your professional life, you know, out of school, going to, you know, military as giving, right? Now you're later in life and giving, and I think we need to get more into that with our society, where people have that sense that they're giving back to the community, making, you know, instead of just saying that I'm entitled to everything.
You know, what I've learned, and I'll be 70 this summer, so I've been around a little longer than you have. But what I've learned, I have my biggest business growth Well, I was focused on charity work. It's weird, but I really do believe as you work hard to help people, work hard to share, work hard to give back, that it just seems the universe works with you. So maybe it's just the fact that you get focused on one thing and other things are allowed to happen. I don't know, but I have seen that a lot of good things happen to a lot of good people that are trying to do good for us.
I've heard many people mention that before, and I know we try to do the same thing in giving, you know, a platform to a lot of different organizations. In fact, tomorrow we're going to have two great organizations coming on that are the veterans are beneficiaries of. And you love that when you are able to go and feel part. I mean, it makes you feel good, mm-hmm. right? I mean, when you're out there giving and not just taking, and when you try and lead others to say, you know something, last Sunday we fed every one of the Anaheim police officers just because it was Police Appreciation Week. And I had nothing to do with it. I mean, I just made a couple phone calls. But the people that really went there and did that job, it makes them feel good. Not that the police officers can't afford to go buy their own meal.
Like,
but just saying thank you.
Yeah, we do the same thing. You know, we're having a big drive right now. We're having a big event for our police officers down in San Clemente. And then in every season, the Christmas and Thanksgiving, we've adopted a number of, because San Clemente borders on Camp Pendleton.
Sure.
So Marines are a part of our life. I have and continue to have spouses. I've had them for years, some of the greatest employees. So we give back to we do a toy drive and a food drive. We deliver hundreds of boxes of full dinners, turkey and everything, all down to them. Just what you feel when you do it, when you're unloading the boxes, it's a terrific feeling.
You're probably getting more than you're giving.
Yes, much so.
Amazing. And you know, I suggest everybody, and I've said this many, many times. Right, that last week I said if you saw a law enforcement officer, buy them a cup of coffee. If you see them in Starbucks, buy their meal if you're in the restaurant. Military, we don't see them as much just because they're not in uniform. Not too easy for them to hide. You can almost always tell by the haircut, right? I mean, if it's a military, an active military person, you can pretty much tell. Say thank you. Doesn't cost anything to say thank you. And if you've been blessed and can do more, do more. Every organization, and I think you'll agree with me here, Steve, every organization needs two kinds of people. They need the people that are the worker bees, and they need the individual that can write the check.
Exactly.
So
and sometimes it could be both.
Right. Absolutely. And whichever one or both that you fall into, make it a habit. Do it. And the other part that I ask you to do every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's doing a heck of a job today trying to engineer us. And a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, if you want to meet Steve Swartz, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.